From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In Ukraine today, a setback in a potentially important deal between the government and the opposition. The two sides failed to agree on a measure to end government domination over the country's elections commission, a key step to a new presidential runoff vote. Last month's poll was ruled invalid. Meantime, thousands of opposition supporters are still braving the cold in streets outside parliament. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Kiev.
For 16 days and nights now, the protesters have been out here in the cold, banging on old oil drums in front of Ukraine's main government buildings. The Supreme Court gave the opposition a huge victory when it tossed out the results of last month's election, ruling massive fraud tainted the victory of the government's candidate, Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych. But now outgoing President Leonid Kuchma and his allies are digging in their heels. Kuchma emerged from talks with European mediators and the opposition earlier this morning to say that no agreement had been reached. Then a parliamentary session today broke down in a tumult of insults and sarcasm. The opposition demands the government's elections commission, which oversaw the fraudulent vote, be fired, as well as other guarantees the authorities will not try to rig the vote when the country goes to the polls again on December 26th. But in exchange, Kuchma is demanding immediate constitutional changes to weaken the powers of the presidency. Kuchma says giving parliament more powers will help avoid more divisive elections. Protesters outside argue the government just knows it can't stop opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko from winning. 50-year-old Alexander Mostynikov is one of the demonstrators. Now Kuchma understands that his candidate lost the election, Mostynikov says. So now he's trying to drag through a reform that will make Yushchenko a president without any power, like the Queen of England, just for photographs. Though there are still thousands of protesters out here, their numbers have thinned somewhat in recent days as the election feud drags into its third week. 59-year-old Alexei Honcharenko is a former doctor and Chernobyl cleanup veteran. He's been in front of parliament since day one. Honcharenko says some protesters went home after the Supreme Court tossed out the victory of pro-government Prime Minister Yanukovych. People thought that the Supreme Court decision meant they had won, Honcharenko says. But without changing the election laws in parliament, the opposition won't win. The election will be falsified again, and who knows if the Supreme Court will throw out the results yet again. Down below the government buildings in Independence Square, opposition leaders wearing their now trademark orange garb make another nightly impassioned appeal for protesters to stay on the streets for as long as it takes. One of them tells the crowd gathered in front of a large stage, "You are the soldiers of the revolution and its foundation." The protesters listen attentively as he tells them, "Tomorrow in Parliament will be a decisive day for our revolution." Pro-government and opposition lawmakers say they still hope a deal can be struck in Ukraine's Parliament to end the impasse. If not, it may be too late to amend Ukraine's election laws in time for the December 26th vote. The only thing the parliament could find any agreement on today was a measure to meet again tomorrow. That passed unanimously. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kyiv.